Okay, so let's just take a second. It's February 2026.
Right.
And if you're a gamer, or I mean, even if you're just sort of near the gaming world, you know what's coming. The air is, it's electric.
Yes.
We are staring down the November release of GTA 6.
It really is the calm before the storm. Or, considering the last couple of years, maybe it's the storm before the hurricane.
I like that. The
Yeah.
Hurricane Leonida. But look, while everyone's talking about map size or radio stations, we're doing something different. We're looking under the hood. We've got this amazing technical report from Majid and the team at Taken Game.
GTA 6, the technical frontier of PlayStation 5 Pro.
Exactly.
And it's a great piece of work because it just cuts through all the marketing fluff. It talks about a November marathon, but it makes this argument that the race, it really starts right now and in
Listen,
February.
because the hardware is out there. And that brings us to the mission for this deep dive. We are trying to answer the one question that is keeping analysts and me, honestly, awake at night. Can the PlayStation 5 Pro, this shiny new box, actually handle what they're calling the biggest game in history? Because if it can't, that's a problem.
It's the billion-dollar question, right? And what the report does so well is it identifies this core conflict. It's not just will it run, it's a clash between Rockstar's obsession with, visual realism, making things look real, and what gamers now demand.
60 frames per second.
60 frames per second, the bare minimum.
Oh, the 60 FPS debate. I feel like wars have been fought over less on Reddit, but it's a real concern. So let's unpack it. We've got AI magic, a fight between the CPU and physics, and even a global economic crisis messing with console prices.
It's a lot to get through, but yeah, to understand November, we have to look inside the machine right now.
Then let's start with the tech. The report calls it Sony's ACE, PSSR. Now, usually an acronym like that makes my eyes glaze over, but
Right.
this is the holy grail for 2026.
It stands for PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution, and you're not wrong about Holy Grail. In 2026, for gaming, this is absolutely Sony's winning card.
Right, but upscaling isn't new, is it? We've had stuff like FSR and checkerboarding for years.
Yeah.
Is this just a rebrand?
Not at all. And that's the key distinction. Older upscaling was just stretching, basically. You take a small photo, you blow it up, it gets blurry, and the software tries to sharpen it.
Yeah.
PSSR is totally different. It uses machine learning, it's hardware-based AI.
So there's a specific part of the chip that just does this. It's not just software running on the main processor.
Precisely. It takes all that heavy lifting away from the GPU. So instead of the graphics processing unit trying to render every single pixel at native 4K, which is, let's be honest, a huge task even for a super expensive PC, it renders at a lower resolution.
Like 1080p or something.
Maybe 1080p, maybe 1440p. Then the AI looks at that image and, based on all its training, it predicts what the missing pixels should look like, and it reconstructs a perfect 4K image from that.
So it's kind of hallucinating the detail. It's an educated guess, but it's like a PhD level guess.
Yeah.
Working smarter, not harder.
That is the perfect way to put it. But here's where it gets really interesting. According to the source, this isn't some generic tool. There was a leaked detail in the report that just, it made my jaw drop.
I think I know what you're talking about. The part where it says Sony sent their own senior engineers to Rockstar's offices.
Yes, boots on the ground.
That's a huge deal.
It's astronomical. You don't do that. You send a dev kit and a PDF. The objective here, and Majid points this out, is to optimize a specific version of PSSR just for Rockstar's new Rage 9 engine.
Wild. So it's not off the shelf. It's bespoke tailoring for this one game.
Exactly. The whole goal is to use these image reconstruction tricks to hit that golden standard, 4K at 60 FPS. They're trying to let the AI bridge the gap that raw hardware power just can't cross on its own.
Okay, so that sounds like the dream, right? Great graphics, great frame rate, everyone's happy. But I'm looking at this next section of the report, the bottleneck, and I feel like the dream is about to hit a wall.
There's always a bottleneck. And this brings up a really important point. What actually slows a game down? Most people, most gamers, think it's all about the GPU.
Right, the teraflop number on the box, bigger number, faster game.
That's the marketing, yeah. But for a game like GTA Zi, a true simulation, the analysis in the report points somewhere else. It points to the CPU, the central processing unit.
The brain, not the brawn.
Exactly. The GPU draws the pretty pictures, the CPU runs the world. Think about Leonida, the world in this game. The report details some just mind-blowing complexity. It's not just nice textures on a wall. It's crowd AI where every person is independent. It's instant environmental reactions.
The detail that really stuck with me, and honestly, it kind of terrified me from a hardware perspective, was the weather system.
In the Rage 9 engine, yeah.
The report says every drop of rain has unique physics. Every single drop. That sounds exhausting for a computer.
It is unbelievably taxing. Tracking thousands of raindrops, their paths, how they splash, how light hits them, that's all CPU math. That's simulation. It's not just drawing pixels.
And that's where the PS5 Pro hits a snag.
Yeah.
Because I thought the Pro meant everything was upgraded.
Well, this is where reality kicks in. The GPU got a massive leap, right? So it's pushing 16.7 teraflops, about 45% more powerful. It's a monster.
Okay.
But the CPU, it didn't get that same revolutionary jump. It's faster, sure, maybe 10% faster in its high frequency mode, but it's not a new generation of CPU.
So we have a Ferrari engine for graphics, but a really nice tuned up sedan engine for the physics.
That's a pretty good analogy. And the hard truth, according to the Taken Game analysis, is that if Rockstar turns on all of those details, all the rain physics, the destructible environments, the dense crowds, the CPU might just hit its limit.
Meaning even the PS5 Pro could be locked to 30 FPS.
It might be.
Ouch. I can already hear the internet screaming. 30 frames per second in 2026 feels ancient. My phone scrolls at 120.
It's jarring. But you have to look at Rockstar's philosophy here. The report has this grade A++ insight. Historically, Rockstar always picks stability and simulation depth over a high frame rate. They would rather have a steel solid 30 FPS where it's perfectly smooth and cinematic than a shaky 60 that drops frames every time there's an explosion.
That makes sense. Nothing breaks immersion like a stutter. A frame rate jumping all over the place just reminds you it's a game. So they might just cap it to keep it smooth.
Exactly. To preserve that visual realism, if they have to cut the physics in half just to hit 60, they might just say, no, keep the living world. Lock the frame rate.
A bold choice. Okay, so that's Sony. But what about the competition? The report has a section on the Xbox Series X. How's Microsoft looking here in February 2026?
It's complicated. The Series X is a beast of a machine. On raw power alone, just pushing native pixels without AI help, the report suggests it might actually come out ahead in some cases.
I didn't hear a big but coming.
But it doesn't have the ACE. It doesn't have a dedicated hardware solution for AI upscaling like PSSR. It uses software solutions like FSR.
So they have the raw muscle, but maybe not the specialized brain for this one task.
In this context, yes. Without something like PSSR to efficiently reconstruct the image, the Xbox just has to work harder. The verdict in the report is pretty direct. The Xbox might lose the battle for image stability and frame rate to Sony's new console.
Wow. So AI is really the new dividing line. It's not about the biggest number anymore. It's about the smartest upscaling.
We've moved past that era. It's about the entire ecosystem. And speaking of which, the report also touches on the user experience, which I found fascinating.
The dashboard stuff, I usually just blow past the menus to get into the game, but this sounded different.
It's another layer of that AI integration. The PS5 Pro dashboard apparently uses AI to give you smart suggestions based on how you play in GTA. It's trying to increase immersion before you even hit play.
Like it knows you're about to cause some chaos and get you prepped. Hey, you left off in this heist. Here's your loadout. That's actually pretty cool.
It shows they're thinking about the whole experience.
Okay, we have to shift gears though. We've done tech, we've done software, but none of it matters if you can't afford the console. The report calls it the economic reality. The VRAM crisis.
Yeah, this part actually made me nervous. This is where we have to look at the global economy right now in February 2026. This isn't just about gaming. It's about the insane demand for AI servers.
Right, you forget gaming hardware doesn't exist in a vacuum.
Exactly. The memory chips, the VRAM that goes into a PS5 Pro, it's the exact same stuff that all these massive server farms need to run the next version of ChatGPT or whatever.
So all the AI companies are eating up the supply.
They're eating our lunch, and they have way deeper pockets. It's created a crisis of memory prices. The cost to even build these consoles is going up.
Supply and demand. And we're the ones paying for it at the register.
Literally. The report says there are rumors Sony is planning to hike the PS5 Pro's price this summer. And the current prices are already steep. We're talking $699 globally.
And it gets crazier depending on where you live. It lists Dubai at 2,599 AED, or around 55 million Tomans. I mean, that's the price of a used car.
It's a huge investment. And that leads to the source's main bit of advice. February might be your last chance to buy this hardware at these current prices. If you wait for a GTA VI bundle in the fall, you could be paying a lot more.
So if you're on the fence, the clock is ticking. Don't wait for a Black Friday deal that might not happen. That's good advice. Okay, so let's say I've done it. I spent the money. I have the console. How do I make sure I don't mess it up? The team at Taken Game had some practical tips.
This is so important. You can have the best console in the world, but if your setup is wrong, you're just creating your own bottleneck. The number one thing they stress is your display. You need a TV or monitor with VRR.
Variable refresh rate. Why is that so crucial here?
It's a lifesaver. Remember that struggle between 30 and 60 frames per second? VRR is what smooths that out.
Yeah.
If the game is trying for 60, but then a big explosion drops it to, say, 50 for a second, without VRR, you get screen tearing.
Ugh, yeah, where the image looks like it's been ripped in half. It's horrible.
Exactly. VRR syncs your screen's refresh rate to whatever the console's putting out moment by moment. It basically hides those little drops. It makes a bumpy frame rate feel smooth. It's going to be essential.
And cables, too, right? I've got a drawer full of old HDMI cables.
Don't use them. Not for this. You need a high-quality HDMI 2.1 cable. The amount of data for 4K, HDR, and VRR all at once is just... it's massive. An old cable is like trying to drink a milkshake through a coffee stirrer. You need the big pipe.
And just check your settings. People plug it in and never look at the menus.
It's vital. But there is one more middle ground solution the report mentions, which could be the sweet spot. A 40 FPS mode.
40. It sounds weird. It's always 30 or 60.
It sounds odd, but on a 120 hertz display, the math works perfectly. 40 goes into 123 times. Just like 30 goes into 60 twice.
It's just, so no weird stuttering.
Right. But perceptually, 40 FPS is right in that sweet spot. It feels way smoother and more responsive than 30, but it doesn't demand the full CPU horsepower that 60 does. It might be the compromise that lets Rockstar keep all those cool physics turned on.
The Goldilocks zone. That would be amazing. Okay, so we've covered hardware, software, money, setup. What's the final verdict from the report?
I like that the conclusion is very grounded. It says, look, the PS5 Pro will not perform miracles. It can't invent CPU power that isn't there. But thanks to PSSR and all that custom optimization work, it will be the undisputed king of Leonida when the game launches.
So on day one, if you want the best possible experience, this is the console to get.
It is. But there's a little caveat for the purists. The report adds that for, you know, true unlock 60Ps with zero compromises, you'll probably have to wait for the PC version.
Which is 2027.
At the earliest.
At least. Mid to late 2027, most likely. Yeah. So that's the choice. Play the best version possible this November or wait a year and a half. I think we both know nobody's waiting until 2027. The spoilers alone.
Mm-hmm.
You'd go crazy. We're all playing in November.
I think you're right. The fear of missing out, the cultural moment, is just going to be too big.
Absolutely. You know, this whole thing has me thinking, we used to just count polygons on a character model. Now we're talking about AI reconstruction and global VRAM supply chains.
It really shows how much has changed. And it leaves me with this one sort of provocative thought for everyone listening. We've hit a point where raw power teraflops, it just isn't enough anymore. We need AI like PSSR just to make these games run at the standards we expect.
That's a heavy thought. It's like we hit a physical wall with silicon, so we had to invent a digital imagination to fill in the gaps.
And it begs the question, is the whole idea of native resolution officially dead? Are we now in an era where everything we see is in some way hallucinated by an AI to look better than it is? And if so, what does visual reality in a game even mean anymore?
Wow. Okay, I'm going to need a minute on that one. Is my 4K TV lying to me? That is where we're going to leave it. A huge thank you to Majid and the team at Tucking Game for the report that gave us this glimpse into the future.
It was a pleasure to break it all down.
And thank you for listening. Make sure your HDMI cables are up to spec. Check your savings account, and we'll see you in the next deep dive.
Goodbye, everyone.
Catch you later.